So I was mentioning Dylan Larkin's situation. What we know is what Steve Yzerman told us is that shortly after the season, that Dylan's agent called Steve Yzerman and said that he's requesting a trade. And then shortly after that, they presented Steve Yzerman with a list of teams that he would like to be traded to because he's got the no trade clause in his contract. This is what we know. And that's it. We have not heard from Dylan Larkin publicly. We have not heard from any of the Red Wings at all publicly of their feelings on this. The only one we've heard from is Steve Yzerman, and it was very brief after the draft. And he said, look, you know, there's not much to say right now and hope you respect it until something happens. And we're really not going to talk about it too much, but he did explain what the situation is. If like 4 or 5 days ago, the Columbus Blue Jackets, all of a sudden reports were that Norris Trophy winner Zach Werenski, the defenseman, the great defenseman for them, probably wasn't going to sign an extension with Columbus when his contract comes up. And that got all these reporters working in a tizzy and saying, okay, well, if he's not going to do that, then clearly he's on the trading block. And then all of a sudden there were all these reports of teams that have inquired about Zach Werenski and his availability in the trade. Looked like some teams were ahead of others and making something happen. He ends up not getting traded. And in fact, the Blue Jackets came out with a statement along with Zach Werenski. Each side had their own statement. Here's what Zach Werenski said about this whole thing and talking about the GM, Don Waddell. He says, Don and I have had very open and honest dialogue since the season ended. Ideally, this wouldn't have become such a public thing, but that's the world we live in now, and everything got blown out of proportion, in my opinion. I want to win, and I want to do that in Columbus. As I've thought about these things and discussed everything with my wife and my family, we want to be in Columbus. It's been my home for the past 10 years, and I've always been proud to be a Blue Jacket. We have the best fans in the NHL. I love my teammates and coaches, and I'm looking forward to doing everything I can to get us back in the playoffs to compete for a Stanley Cup. Don and I are completely aligned on that and are excited about what's to come with our team. Is it at all possible to substitute the name Dylan Larkin in this? If there was a statement from Dylan Larkin that said, Steve and I have had very open and honest dialogue since the season ended and go through this whole rigmarole, what do you have to say? We love the fans, we love the team, we love the city, love all of this. Things got blown out of proportion. I want to be here. I want to help bring this team a Stanley Cup. Is that at all a possibility that could happen for the Red Wings? Now, maybe it's an easy no. Maybe things are too far gone. It's obvious that he asked for the trade. Steve Yzerman told everybody he asked for a trade. It's different than this situation, or his speculation was that, well, he doesn't want to sign an extension, so clearly he wants out, which wasn't necessarily the case. But I wonder if there's still that avenue to go. And it would have to happen quickly, because then you got all summer long to kind of rehab the image, if he does even want to be here, which I don't think he does because he did ask for the trade. But if you're Steve Yzerman, you come back to him and you say, look, you're signed here for 5 more years. The teams you want are unrealistic. Nobody's got what we want, and what that we do want from them, they're not willing to offer. Minnesota's not going to give us Matt Boldy. That's not going to happen. You know, we're not going to get Jack Eichel here. These are things that aren't going to happen. So expand your list, and if they expand their list, and like, yeah, again, these teams aren't going to give us the players that we want to make the trade worthwhile. We're going to still try to work on a trade, but maybe we should start working on a way to let you know that you're going to stay here. I don't know if that's even possible, but I put it out there because I'm like an eternal optimist. And initially my thought was when they heard about the Werenski stuff from last week or over the weekend, when it was the news is kind of building that this could be possible, he could be traded. I was like, oh my God, can the Red Wings get involved and make a trade to acquire Zach Werenski, which would have been the similar trade that they should have offered for Quinn Hughes, but were reluctant to, but actually put that in play, something similar to that deal. Would that be enough to get Zach Werenski? And if Columbus were to do that, could you then go back to Dylan Larkin and say, look, we just got Werenski. Do you want to be here? But it appears that the Werenski part of that equation is gone. But I always kept in the back of my mind, is it possible to still go back to Dylan Larkin and say, we can kind of figure some way out publicly to both get in front of the cameras and the microphones and explain, yeah, there was things got blown out of proportion. You know, there's some truth to this and some truth to that. But in the end, I really just want to win. And, you know, Steve has talked to me about this, and I am I feel confident in his commitment to making this and winning an organization. And I definitely want to be part of the turnaround and, you know, continue what we've tried to do here and now are committed to doing. Could it happen? It could. I'm not holding my breath. I put the percentage of something like that happen at less than 10%. But it might be a bigger percentage than I thought now that I've seen what Zach Werenski has put out there for Columbus to kind of ease that fan base. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We've talked about the Pistons and how they've changed, kind of look like they're changing their identity a little bit here. The Red Wings, a couple moves they've already made by acquiring Victor Arvidsson and Keegan Kolesar. That's definitely adding some toughness to the forward lines. That's interesting. You know, are the Red Wings trying to change their identity a little bit? Because the big knock on the Red Wings was that they were easy to play against. Well, you had a guy like Keegan Kolesar to the mix. That's not easy to play against. You have Victor Arvidsson sitting in front of your net. That's not easy to play against. I think those are two really quality moves. Does that make them a playoff team? Probably not, because you're going to have to trade Dylan Larkin. And we don't know what the return for Dylan Larkin would be. We've heard reports that the Red Wings aren't interested in just draft capital coming back or futures, that they want players right now that can contribute right now. Will Birchfield has an article in 971.com, 971theticket.com, that talks about four potential trade sites outside of the three teams that he listed. And it's an interesting article. I encourage you all to read it. One of the things I've always gone back to, because one of the original teams he said was Florida. And I still think something could be done with Florida. Maybe it's less likely now because they've made some other signings in the offseason. I don't know if they have enough cap space at this point to make that deal, but I thought that they could because they had Anton Lundell, who's a young forward who's very coveted. And apparently that's a player that Ottawa really wanted in return when they traded Tkachuk over there, but they were unwilling to part with him. Would they part with him to get Dylan Larkin? Because Larkin's an upgrade. And he'd have him for 5 years. I tend to think that could have been perhaps discussed, but we'll see. I don't know. There's a lot that has to happen with the Red Wings this offseason still. And that feels more of a certainty than the Pistons offseason with what Trajan Langdon has to do still. I mean, we're kind of iffy. We were joking around with the Tyler Hero stuff and the Pistons need a hero. But the reality is this offseason will be disappointing if they don't add a player to the mix that can create their own shot and be the number two scorer on this team. Because it's hard to envision who the number two scorer is on the Pistons right now. If it's just Jalen Duren that they're bringing back, that he's the number two guy, and he was a great number two guy in a regular season, but clearly not in the postseason, that would be a disappointing offseason. Which team is going to pull the trigger on making something happen here first? I don't know, but I think it's a certainty that Red Wings will do something. I don't know what it is. We know that the asking price is high, but we also know that, you know, the field is limited based on what Dylan Larkin is willing to concede to, which teams he's going to add to that list. You know, we had the discussion yesterday. I saw the comment from Joe Shad online about the no trade clause, and I thought it was interesting because Kang and I are on opposite ends of this, but Joe Shad effectively said in regarding to no trade clauses that players that ask for trades, openly ask for a trade, that they should have to waive their no trade clause. And I thought, well, that's an interesting wrinkle to the mix, because I understand, for me, the no trade clause was always in effect for players because they didn't want to get moved unless, you know, they asked for it to be moved. You know, so that's protection for them. Oh, you want me to move? Well, wait a minute. I have a no trade clause to protect me. I'm invested in this team. I'm invested in this community, and I don't want to go anywhere. That's why the no trade clause is there. But there is another side to it for sure, and that is you do want to have full control of what you want. And I expect that from that's Kang's side of it. But when you ask for a trade, I thought that's an interesting way to look at it. If you're going to ask for a trade, you should probably waive a no trade clause, or it certainly include way more teams than just three. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same number to Texas if you want to get in on that. It's hot out there. I hope you're staying cool and hydrated. We've got all types of stuff we can talk about. We're going to talk about the Tigers coming up here, as well as, hey, by the way, they swept the Yankees. That was pretty sweet. Very nice outing from Troy Melton. A little bit of a meltdown in the ninth inning from the bullpen. And then the Tigers needed a hero, and they found a hero. They did find their hero. We'll talk about it next, 97.1.